A lot of the work at the Greater Cedar Rapids Area Help Portrait event goes into getting kids to smile for the camera.
And Andrew.
Techniques include the classic, squeaky toys, stuffed animals, and some more unconventional strategies. That's Valerie Jedlicka's family trying to wrangle two toddlers in matching red and black plaid. After her family's photo session in a church classroom turned portrait studio, Jedlicka says she's thankful for the opportunity to create happy memories.
The funds just aren't there to get family pictures, and it's been great that they can help us out.
Jedlicka was among more than 1,000 individuals getting their photo taken for free in the local Help Portrait's biggest event yet. Amy Muggenberg started the Cedar Rapids group 5 years ago and coordinates all the volunteers.
My favorite part is working all year round on it and then getting here, just giving it to the volunteers and just watching the magic happen.
Muggenberg watches as volunteers photograph people from all walks of life. A six-day-old baby, women wearing traditional Guatemalan dresses, huge families, and individuals who want an updated photo to share with loved ones.
It's a lot of smiles, it's a lot of happiness, it's a lot of just families being together and coming together.
Eric Jones brought four kids and his wife for their first ever family portrait.
It was a very nice experience, you know. It got a lot of families together. It's a nice looking families. This means a lot, you know, to see the smiles and around the Christmas season.
Jones says the event got him into the holiday spirit, and he's planning to share the photos with family and friends.
We got some nice photos that we can send out through the holidays. Finally, we can make some postcards and stuff like that with our photos.
This year, the Help Portrait group also offered photo sessions to people in nursing homes and high school seniors.
My name is Jose Guadalupe Juarez Estrada, 18 years old, and I go to John F. Kennedy High School.
He says he wants a good photo to mark his last year of high school.
I'm very excited. I brought a whole bunch of different clothes to change out with. I brought some props. I think I feel blessed because, you know, I don't have to pay for anything, or they just get to help me out, take my senior photos. They're pretty important to me.
Give Daddy a kiss.
Aww. I'm a girl, yeah. That's a once in a lifetime now.
Volunteer photographer Astrid Gale pauses between photo shoots to say she's also thankful for the event. She and her husband Tim come back each year to shoot portraits.
And just seeing the smiles and the excitement and the joy and, you know, for them it's a huge blessing and privilege to be here and having their photos taken. So it's very, it's beautiful to see their excitement.
After a full chaotic day of photo shoots, volunteers edit the photos, make some prints, and prepare to hand out professional portraits this Saturday to the families who have been waiting all week to see them. I'm Katerina Sestarek, Iowa Public Radio News.